Phoneboy Speaks, episode 127, the $12 mobile phone. Imagine a $12 handset. I'm talking about a mobile phone here. And for $12, you could buy something that actually sells at a profit and is not reliant on any sort of operator subsidy. And what would that phone look like? Well, I'll put a picture of it in the show notes and a link to the blog post that talks about it. It's amazing what you're able to do with you put everything on in a PC board, and you can manage to get a SIM socket, a micro SD slot, a micro USB connector, a battery, a two-color OLED screen, and for $12 retail out the door with no operator subsidy whatsoever, you get a phone that works. It's a GSM phone, of course. And this comes from somewhere in China, I guess, that makes this device. And the breakdown of the phone is pretty awesome. I mean, the case is it's sort of a clear green plastic, and it snaps together. There's no metal screws or anything, and everything is just soldered to a single PC board. Or in the case of the battery, it's stuck there. But what you have is a mobile phone that you can walk out for $12 and no operator subsidy, and it's got keys, it's got a screen, it has Bluetooth, and it has a place to put a micro SD card. So I think it's a pretty good device for that price point. And it's just amazing that you're able to get the cost of the components down to the point where you can have a fully functional mobile phone for $12. And that'd be perfect for traveling to a third world country. If you lose the phone, you're not out anything. It's definitely not a smartphone, but bear with me here for a moment. Now, a lot of the stuff that makes this phone possible there's a lot of stuff that's some of the technologies were obviously patented, but a lot of the patents have likely expired by now. And so think about what might be possible in 20 years. We have these iPhones today or Android touchscreens, and there's these patent battles that go back and forth. But think about in 20 years, right? I mean, if you want the proverbial, $200 iPhone, or maybe the proverbial $50 iPhone, just wait 20 years, right? Well, and then the phones will be amazing for that price point. Although, of course, surely there'll be something better, at the more normal price points, and who knows what kind of patents and stuff there'll be. But I think it's always interesting to see these devices that are just so insanely cheap. I mean, I reviewed a device, very early in this podcast series called it was a Samba Blue, and it was a very cheap quad band GSM with dual SIM and a keyboard. And I used it on one of my trips to Israel, and it, definitely wasn't a high quality device, but I like the idea of a device that is reasonably inexpensive and reasonably functional. And if you lose it, it's not the end of the world. There's some value in that. So I really like that, looking at the low end of the market and seeing what sort of innovations come there, because let's face it, not everybody can afford an iPhone. And the $12 Gongkai GSM handset is in that price point, I think that's it's a winning device, assuming that it works, which I assume it does, and the author of this article said it does. And I'd be all over that. I would keep it just to have it, just because it'd be amazing at that price point. I mean, it's a throwaway purchase. The cheapest phone that I can get for my kids is like a $20 phone. And, I'm sure that's subsidized to an extent too. And I can tell you from years of working at Nokia that the cost of goods is never, it's more than what they sell it for in the store, even the prepaid phones, because the operator subsidizes it a little bit, because of course they want you to buy the phone and then pay the minutes. That's the business model of, the mobile phone industry, pretty much worldwide. They want you to buy minutes. They want you to buy megabytes. And that's where they make their money. The handsets are just kind of an annoying thing that they have to sell and support to get that revenue from you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.